Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday
to you.
Happy Thursday
to you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Hello world.
Hey guys.
Hope everyone had a great week so far.
My day just got better.
Why?
I'm staring at this gorgeous flower wall, and in front is like this beautiful flower of a sister.
Oh.
With these blue eyes. Oh, shining.
What flower would I be if I was a flower?
You would be a peony.
A peony?
Because they're my favorite.
Are they your favorite?
They really are. They're so pretty.
You would be a tulip.
Brett has a funny joke about tulips.
Tulips?
Do you know how to plant tulips?
No.
Plant these tulips right on me.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah.
So we have a very exciting episode today.
I'm so pumped.
I am really excited because our first official real guest, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but like we had Mom and we had Brett, which they were officially our real ones, but like this is our official, like
official
first guest on Related Podcast, and we are so excited.
Super stoked about this one, guys.
So we are having Brittany Aldean. So we actually just stalked her Instagram and
while listening to country music.
While listening obviously. To her awesome husband, Jason Aldean's amazing music. If you guys don't know, me and Amanda are like huge, huge country fans. We grew up listening to it. We could thank our parents for that. We used to like dance around the house growing up listening to country.
I can just say the highlight of my entire life was when we went to the CMAs. I think it was in 2017.
Yeah.
In Nashville. I was there just like crying. I'm like, this is so surreal. And then Garth Brooks started singing.
Ugh. Honestly, I feel like we belong in Nashville.
We really do.
I feel like in our past lives, we lived in Nashville.
Probably we're doing like some honky-tonk. Boot scooting boogieing down there. It's so funny. So Mom would tell me stories about how her and Sandy, my mom's best friend, would go to like these like rodeo bars in New York City.
No way.
I could see line Sandy dancing.
I could see Sandy doing that.
Well, when I told Tiffany that we were talking to Brittany Aldean today, she literally like
that's
she was
so excited.
She better be listening to this episode.
She will. I talked to her and she was like, "All right, I'm going to figure out
how
to
listen." She's like, "I'm going to learn how to podcast."
Like, is that something I have to download? She's so funny. So shout out funny. To you, Tiff.
Yay, love
Yay,
you.
Yay, love you. Wait, but speaking of line dancing, it's so funny because Nicole Guerrero.
Yeah.
She is.
We need to get her on here.
I know. She said she would. We have to pick a day. But she used to go line dancing all the time. She's from Florida, I swear to God. And every time we're together, like, which is a couple times a year, we always end up, you know, going out, drinking, going back to the house, putting on like the line dancing moves. I mean, the line dancing music. And she teaches me all these line dances. And I told her that is a dream of mine to go and like get all dressed up and go and do that.
I want to come.
I know.
That's so cool.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Like everyone's just like playing beer pong, like zoned out doing their own thing. And me and her like line dancing in the middle of the room.
To be a fly on that wall.
I know.
That's awesome. Yeah. So our first guest.
I know.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. So I found out she followed me and I got super excited. I was like, oh, I had no idea.
She loves makeup.
Yeah. Well, she's gorgeous.
Her kids are freaking to die for.
Yeah. So I think our plan for today, because, you know, we've never done this before, I think we are going to just kind of keep it like girl talk. Yeah. Like just like get to know each other a little bit. And we don't want to like go into it like
an interview
or like asking like too many like questions.
Well, I think the cool thing about like being able to just kind of like sit and chat is, you know, something that I notice, at least that we get from like our comments and like in the reviews and everything, people say like they literally feel like they're sitting here having a conversation with us.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to just conversate.
Yeah, that's
conversate
a word. Mm-hmm.
With our guests and just like a regular girl
really
chat,
casual,
like
yeah.
fireside conversation or whatever yeah. you want to call it. And just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Cool about that. I'm a little nervous too.
I you know how I get with things like this, but I feel like you're so good at all this. So you by my side.
That's
I
right.
think I can get through anything.
Oh.
So a little pregnancy update. How many weeks are we?
We're 26 weeks.
26 weeks.
26.
Which is?
Oh, we are an acorn squash.
Whatever
or
that is.
Or a Walkman or wait.
Aladdin's lamp.
Aladdin's lamp.
It's so exciting.
So weird. Like how they just, you know, go from an eggplant to a squash.
Yeah, the size. I don't really understand that whole sizing thing. But
the size really matter.
Your belly's growing. Does the size really matter? No,
that
I don't
could be
think
a
so.
Conversation for
yeah,
another
we
day.
Yeah, we could do that for another day. Oh my god.
I'm getting bigger by the freaking day.
I know. It's so exciting though.
It really is.
I can't wait.
I don't fit in anything.
It's okay. The weather's getting cooler. Like, all you're going to want to do is sweatpants and sweats.
Honestly, and this is not an ad, but Aerie has the best sweatpants. I'm literally living in them.
I know you said that. I want to go shopping. Please. Yeah. Let's go shopping like tomorrow. So why don't we do our daily, like our shout outs, our weekly shout outs that we always do. Why don't we do like two of those?
Sure.
And then we're getting close to time to call in, which I'm so excited.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, here's one. Lori B. Kelly says, first, I want to let you know how sorry I am for your loss.
Thank you.
Second, I wanted to tell you how excited I am for your upcoming guests, especially Brittany Aldean.
Yay!
I share your love for country music, and Jason Aldean is one of my all-time faves. Congrats on all your success.
Yay!
Yay! We're so excited, too.
Oh, my gosh. So excited.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
So we're glad you're excited, and I think this is going to be an awesome episode. So you want to read one?
I'll read one. I have just listened to your podcast every week, and I truly love it so much. As I listen to your latest episode, I gain even more respect for you guys. Despite going through a really tough time, you still made the episode lighthearted and positive. I admire your strength and energy even more now. Thank you so much for being authentic and making this podcast so lovable. Wishing you nothing but the best in your future and excited for more episodes from Jen Logo.
Aww, Jen Logo. Thanks, Jen. We love you.
Love you, Jen.
Love you guys. Love all of you, and thank you for your comments.
Comments, support, yeah, comments, reviews.
Your support, everything.
Ratings.
Yeah, the ratings. All your ratings, you guys. I know last week we said we were going to do a giveaway. I think we just need one more week because we
are really,
we're a little bit behind.
We're behind, but we're structuring the perfect giveaway.
Yeah, we want it to be perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
So stay tuned for that. So I think we'll probably film this. We're going to do a Zoom call with her. So I think we'll film it in here. With the shoe wall, because obviously. I feel like that'll be a conversation.
Oh my gosh, wait, but did you see her closet?
I know. I saw her closet. So I think me and her would get along pretty well.
I think so. I need to step up my shoe game.
Well, too bad your feet are too big because he can't borrow any of mine.
Darn.
Oh, so let me quickly tell them. Today I went to the Container Store.
Oh.
And I bought a shit ton of stuff because I watched
The
home edit, and I want to redo my whole garage. So me and my assistant Amy, we went, and actually, if you guys check out my YouTube channel, I did vlog, so this will be going up today at the same time as the episode if you guys want to go check it out. Plus, if you want to see the video, the actual footage from this episode, we're going to be putting that up as well on my new blog. But I really, really want to like reorganize my whole life. A lot of it's actually organized, this house, like way more organized than anything's ever been. But I'm like really excited for the garage.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I saw how they did Chloe's and I was like drooling. So I had to get out there and go and do that. I think I binge watched the whole show in like 2 days.
I haven't watched it yet, but I did come into your garage when I was walking in today.
Yeah.
It literally looked like the Container Store threw up in your garage.
I know, which is what we love.
I know. It's so good.
All right. So why don't we log on to the Zoom?
Yay.
So exciting. See you soon.
See you on the flip side.
And yeah, check out the vlog if you want to watch us have this conversation too.
In real life.
Dum, dum, dum.
Ta-da.
You probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in beauty and beyond, so they are always in conversation with their community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. The result is products that condense the best of beauty and are inspired by real routines. So one of my favorite skincare products by Glossier is the Bubble Wrap. It's an eye and lip plumping cream. This product is amazing. Amanda, I know you can also say you love this product as well. We use it all the time.
I actually used it the other day and someone asked me if I got injections. I'm like, dude, I'm pregnant.
So you can apply this, or I like to apply it personally underneath my makeup. I like to dab it under my eyes, and then I also apply it on my lips, and it gives your skin a nice plumped look. And one of my favorite makeup products by Glossier is the Gen G, which is the Generation G lipstick. It's a sheer matte lipstick. My favorite shade at the moment is Leo. It's beautiful, and I think it's perfect for fall. Glossier has formulas that really work, some of which were years in the making. Glossier believes beauty starts with skin first and makeup second. Get that glowy, dewy look for yourself by visiting glossier.com/podcast/related. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order on glossier.com/podcast/related, and certain exclusions do apply. That's glossier.com/podcast/related.
Hi, guys.
I'm so excited for this. We're so excited. You're like our first official guest. I mean, we had our boyfriend, well, her husband, my boyfriend, but we're really excited about this.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I'm so excited.
Oh. Typically, we're laying on the couch with no bras.
Like, yeah, terrible. Yeah. So we were like getting ready. I was like, yeah, I have to look
good. I know. You had to get ready for it. I know. I get it. Me and Jace are on vacation in the mountains.
Are you? Ooh,
where are you?
Whereabouts?
We're in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
The Smoky Mountains?
Yes. Like, I'm not from here.
So when COVID started, me and my husband were living in New York City, and we were looking at every place other than Manhattan to go and escape to.
Yeah.
And one of the places we thought that we could drive to was the Smoky Mountains, and everyone was like 15 hours. Like,
yeah. Oh, you're like, actually, we're good. Actually, it's too far.
How's the weather over there?
It's really shitty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cold, gray day.
It's cold, but it's rainy. And so then I don't really know what to do, you know? So it's like, I don't know.
Is it the two of you? You have the kids?
No. Okay. We actually got away for a weekend there with the grandparents. So we...
we were stalking your Instagram before, and we were just dying over them. They are so cute.
I mean, not the cutest.
You want to just, like, eat their faces?
Honestly, I'm like, I feel like I'm not really a good parent because I can't say no to them. Who can? You know, it's like.
No, I mean, how could you?
I know. You're like, cookies for breakfast, buddy. All right.
anything
for you.
Yeah, I know. Amanda's pregnant. She's due in December with her little boy. We're like so excited. It's the first baby in the family. So
boys, you know, you hear all the time boys love their mamas, but oh my gosh, it's insane how much.
You don't until you know, right?
You don't understand until you, I had animals before. So I was always like the crazy bulldog lady.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, if I love my kids half as much as I love my animals, I'm going to be fine. And my husband's like, don't ever repeat that. Like, you're like the worst person. I'm like, no, I just love them that much. And I don't really quite understand how it is obviously to have a kid. So, and then now I have them. I'm like, that was, I get it now.
That's actually the exact same conversation that I had with my husband, probably within like the last week or so, because we have two cats. Carly has five. We have two. Yeah. And I'm also a crazy animal person as well. And my one cat, Fuzzy, was standing on my belly. And I'm just looking at him. I'm like, how am I ever going to love something more than I love this creature right now?
Oh, my God. Please. Oh, my God. Please.
I know. It's true. It's true because you just don't know anything else. So, but then all of a sudden you're like, how did I even think that? You know, so it's freaking awesome.
And how far apart are they in age?
14 months.
Oh, wow.
That's so nice. I got pregnant immediately, but we decided to do it that way because you'll get it. Like after you have the baby, your body's all funky and weird anyways. So it was kind of like, I'm used to not drinking. I'm used to not eating sushi. I'm used to not doing all these things. And we knew we wanted another one. And I was like, my body's really screwed right now. So I had to
Why lose the weight?
Right. Like, why try and go get an ab? Just one. Just try for one. And then lose it, you know? So,
yeah.
Like, let's just go. If we're going to do it, we know we're going to do it. Let's just have them back to back. And
yeah.
I'm glad. I'm happy we did it that way. But it takes its toll. Like, it's very difficult. But I feel like, you know, once they're a little bit older, you're so thankful, you know?
Yeah.
How far apart are y'all?
2 years, 8 months.
Okay.
See? Yeah, we know by heart now. But yeah, so that's nice. It's nice being like close in age. But I think you said once you have the baby, you want to get like pregnant right away again too. Right?
Yeah, they said that we have to wait 8 weeks and like it can happen right then and there.
I think it's the best thing.
We keep saying like I want them in the same grade, so I only have to go to like one soccer.
The same grade.
One soccer game.
No, that's not possible. Same grade.
It is.
No.
How?
Because my boyfriend Anthony has. Older brother, what they were like, they're both born in May. They're like almost not even a year apart. And they were only in the same grade because his brother got held back. Oh. Yeah, that's not possible.
But you could hold him back, right? Isn't that a thing? Like, you could hold him back. One could be older and one could be, I don't know. Yeah.
I just feel like that's kind of mean.
We're going to, well,
I know.
We'll see what happens. Not putting any expectations on it.
Yeah, you got to try for the girl. You got to have, like, the one. That's, like, perfect. Are you guys done now, then? Just the two?
Yeah, I mean, I would have already had a third. Mm-hmm. But I got cut off.
Oh, man. Well, you know, accidents happen.
No, we actually had to do IVF. So we went through awful fertility crap before. So we tried for about a year and a half before we got pregnant with our boy. Mm-hmm. And that didn't work out for that whole year and a half. So then that was kind of the thing too, is like, if we don't start trying soon, who knows how long the second child could take for us. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's try immediately. But you know, your body is like so fertile after you have a baby. Mm-hmm. So that was like the best time for us to do it. But so it was like the first time and we were done, but no, accidents don't happen over here. Damn it.
I was like, come on, girl, you can do this.
Are y'all country fans?
Grew up on country, so
yeah. I mean, we're from New Jersey, so yeah. Everyone is like, what do you mean you like country music? Like, we're probably but actually country's pretty big in Jersey. Like, whenever we're concerts and stuff, like, it's always super packed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, our parents listen, that's all they listen to, so it kind of just like became that at an early age. But yeah,
I know it actually is surprising to me because I go on tour with Jason a lot, and we'll go to certain areas such as Jersey or wherever that you're like, oh man, is there even going to be a crowd, you know? And then it's freaking packed out. Yeah. And it's shocking, but
It's funny because we have friends that'll go, or we've even gone to like country music concerts, and like everyone's in their cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Decked out to the nines. That's not what you don't normally see that around.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, my favorite place to travel is Nashville. I've been there probably like 5 times. So I feel like we belong there. We're just kind of in the wrong state. But I mean, I would love to move to Nashville. I always say it, but my whole family's here. So, you know, kind of.
No, that's difficult. But, you know, we live in Nashville. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I bet. Because,
I mean, we don't get out much, but when
I don't really leave my house ever, basically. So.
Right. Especially this year. But, you know, just in general, we don't really know what Broadway is like, which is like where all the bars are and stuff. We don't, I mean, we'll go occasionally. Jason has a bar on Broadway, but we don't get to do all the fun things, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could, but you know, it's more fun when he's around.
You guys should like dress up in like disguise and just go out there.
I told him that. I told him.
Like Halloween or something. That would be funny.
Do y'all have your Halloween outfits yet? I love Halloween.
I actually just bought... What did I buy? It was one of these superheroes. Let me see. I got to look on Etsy. I like always pre-plan ahead of time because I like to do like videos.
Like 5 of them planned by August.
Well, so last year I did, like, I'll do like a bunch for my YouTube channel. And then last year I didn't even get dressed on Halloween. So it was annoying. It was my first Halloween with my boyfriend and we didn't get to dress up. So
you dress up with the cats.
Oh yeah. Of course I have to. We were
always fun. Yeah.
Black Widow.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of like a spandex outfit. It's pretty simple, but.
The last time I dressed up for Halloween, I think I was in college.
Really?
Yeah, or maybe like right after. No, I'm such a party pooper.
You will once you have the baby.
Yeah. I'll dress up as like a family, like superheroes or something.
Exactly. You'll start coordinating and thinking of things. Like we've been Star Wars and. You know that meme, though, that says there's, like, two types of girls in the world, and it's, like, the one that dresses like a man and the one that's, like, real hot and sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the man.
No, I would not have guessed that.
Ever.
Well, I appreciate makeup and stuff, so I'll do that if it just, like, for fun, you know, if we do something, like, at the house or whatever. But for the most part, I love being, like, the real non-attractive one at the
moment. Oh my god, you're so funny. Yeah, I feel like that would be you.
It is. I said to Carly before, I'm like, I feel like I'm always dressed as like a homeless man.
Yeah, I know. Jason's
literally in sweats. My shirt's like rolled all the way up and like the zip up.
Yeah, she was trying on my sweatpants because her belly is like large right now. So I'm like, she's like trying to lift them up. I'm like, you wear it under the belly. Like, all my sweatpants are not going to fit like high waist on you.
I'm so uncoordinated.
And then when you think you can't get bigger, you do. I swear.
I know. Everywhere. It's everywhere.
I know.
What is going on? We were literally just talking about that. I'm like, where's this back fat coming from?
I know. I'm like, you're pregnant. Remember that. Like, you'll be good.
She was always like, the problem is when you have the baby and you're like, wait, why is this still here? Go away when we.
Yeah. My mom says she's still trying to lose my sister's baby weight.
Yeah, it's all my fault why she never lost the weight. So.
No, I know. You're like, at some point.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, though. I went to this gym one time and this lady that was working out there, she had this like 1.5-year-old little boy. And I said to her, how the heck do you look like you do right now? And she goes, what do you mean? He's 1.5 years. And it kind of resonated with me though, because I was like, you're right. She was saying like, I've had 1.5 years to get my shit together. Right. And I was like, yeah, it makes sense. Cause usually, you know, I mean, I guess it could go either way, but it was kind of like, you're right. You have in perspective, have had a little bit of time. So I was like, good for you. That's awesome.
She probably worked out before. Cause I feel like you have to have that motivation to like
get back in. She had just won a damn fitness competition. And I was like, I've never looked like that. And at the time I had never had a kid. So I was like, you've got way more like,
have you seen, do you know who Sarah Stage is?
She's
like a great model. Did you see her pregnant?
Yeah. And then I'm like, and then her babies would be
like more
larger scale. And I'm like, how the heck did that little body?
Do you know who I'm talking about? Her, like 8 months pregnant looks like, I wish I could look like that on a regular day. Like she had abs, right? She must've been holding a baby like in her back. I'll show you her later. But yeah, that always like both kids blew my mind. Everyone was like calling her a liar and like, was like, oh, the baby's not healthy. And then she had babies.
So rude. People are weird, and you know, we have a lot of mom shamers going on, but and then every time I would look at her, the weight of the baby, I'm like, no, she really did carry it, and it was a bigger baby. And
yeah, good for her. Yeah. Me and now she looks like ridiculous, like still looks ridiculous.
Oh, I know. Gorgeous. Yes. I know. No, I gained 40 pounds per baby, and then my boy was 9.5 pounds when he was born. Wow.
Okay. I feel like 40 is like I feel like that's a good amount to gain. Like mom gained like 65 or 70. She's gonna be so mad that I'm saying that.
The babies are healthy. I think that's what matters. The babies are healthy.
The babies are healthy. Yeah, of course. Of course.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well, easy, and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. Green Chef lets you choose from a wide array of easy to follow lifestyles with select organic ingredients. Green Chef's expert chefs design flavorful recipes for your lifestyle that go way beyond ordinary substitutions.
With Green Chef, it's easy to eat well and discover new recipes every week that you'll love to cook. Green Chef makes cooking easy with dinner options that work around your lifestyle, not the other way around.
So me and Brett love using Green Chef because it's a fun way to kind of just like hang out when he gets home from work. And a funny story is the other night he was cooking us burgers and salad and mom got so mad because we didn't make one for her.
You should have offered one for her.
It smelled so good. She was like, what is that you're jealous. Chefing up? And we're like, dude, it's Green Chef.
Use code BIBLE80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Go to greenchef.com/BIBLE80 to redeem and for more details. That's code BIBLE80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box. Greenchef.com/BIBLE80.
I don't know. Every time I go to the doctor's office, I turn around backwards on the scale. I'm like, I don't want to know how much it is. I just want to know if it's healthy. And they never said anything.
I
was talking to a friend this morning. And so she was like, are you eating healthy? Like, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, for the most part, you know, I'm eating healthy, but then there's like babka.
What's that?
Like the cake that I ate. It's like a big cake. I don't know. Do you know what babka is?
No.
I've never even heard of this.
So you guys think so you're like, oh.
So it's a cake?
It's a legit like bundt cake.
Okay.
Like a big bundt cake, but we've had one on the counter and it's like gone within the last like 3 days. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there's that. But
my thing with Fruity Pebbles, I could eat like a whole box of Fruity Pebbles in 2 days when I was pregnant. That was my thing. You have your thing.
That was like what you were craving?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
How were your pregnancies, like boy versus girl? Like, were they similar, do you feel? No. Or they were completely different?
So different. So with my boy, I could have run a marathon. I was tired, you know, but I was great. And I didn't really feel nauseous or anything. And then with Navy, our daughter, I threw up for 17 weeks. Because, you know, people start saying, you know, or they tell you at 12 weeks, it should end. It'll subside. So I kept thinking, okay, any day now, any day now. And then 5 weeks later, I was still puking. I knew it was awful. Oh, no. In that moment, I said, this is not for me. I can't do this again. Yeah. But it's funny how you forget. I would do it again today.
Yeah.
Even though at the time I was like, I'll never, do it again. Mm-hmm. It was miserable.
Like once you hold the baby, like all the
everything
problems
goes up.
Yeah. But I guess we'll know when we know, right?
Yeah, we'll know when you know.
Oh, I know. How's yours been? Have you been sick?
So the first 14 weeks I was pretty sick.
Yeah.
And it all started with a honey wheat pretzel. And then I just lost it.
Oh, no.
You would never think that, though. And then, I was fine for the last couple of weeks. And now I'm going into 20.
Sorry, Jason is really trying to be quiet, but you're the worst.
I wasn't even looking.
I'm so good during your interviews.
Oh, it's okay.
Did you just sneeze?
Oh, hi. Love you.
Love you. And then look around the corner like, oh, shit. Sorry. This is the worst allergy in the world.
I'm like getting over a cold, so I've been like, at least I could talk today. I had like marbles in my throat. I was like sneezing, so.
Do you automatically think, oh no, I got the Rona?
Yeah, no. I went to the doctor and they asked me like all my symptoms and they were like, you're good. And so
my mom was freaking out.
If I do, you have it now.
I know, right? Mom was freaking out. She's like, did you know Carly's sick? That's what my mom says. And I'm like, yeah, she has a cold, mom. Are you sure? Are you sure it's a cold or how are you feeling?
I know. Mm-hmm. This sucks. This whole thing sucks. Like, I'm so over
the worst
masks and
the masks. And it sounds really probably vain for me to say or whatever. I don't know the word, but I just don't even go anywhere because I don't want to wear a mask.
I know.
It's hard to breathe.
So uncomfortable. I would rather be home and just not have one. So.
Are you more of a homebody? Like, have you always been more of a homebody?
No, until I met my husband. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a different experience going out with him. So it's actually just a little more peaceful to be home a lot of times. But I will say, like, the mask, the one positive of the masks is that he can hide his face. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, people still know, like, it's so crazy how people can recognize you through anything.
I know. Well, he has such distinct tattoos and he's got earrings and, mm-hmm. But we went to the store last night here, in Gatlinburg and, he didn't have it on initially. And then we were like, all right, I feel like you should put it on. We aren't going to get out of here. You don't like put some sort of disguise on your face, but
yeah, of course.
That's kind of a pro of the mask. It's like the only good thing, I guess.
Yeah. So I have to ask, so are any of his songs about you? Has he written any songs for you? I'm sure.
He doesn't write them.
What?
He doesn't write his songs.
Okay.
For the most part.
Like dedicated to you.
Babe, anything dedicated to me?
It's like putting me on the spot.
He said, "You make it easy and got what I got." That's weird.
I was just gonna say, "You make it easy" was my guess.
Yes,
if I had to guess,
for sure.
Aww, yeah, yeah. He doesn't write them, but when he gets them pitched to him, I'll listen. And every girl, you're like, "That's about me and my man."
Of course. I mean, you actually get to say it. Like, my dream, my whole life, I always said it. My boyfriend, if he listens, he'll be upset. But, like, I was always like, I'm going to be with a country star. Like, that's going to be not even a country star, just a country singer. Like,
someone who plays the guitar.
Yeah, he sings to me every night. So, do you get that? Does he sing to you randomly?
No.
He doesn't. Yeah.
We like different kinds of music, too, though. So, I'll make him like do like voice to men duets with me and things.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you like country music?
I do. I love country. I actually grew up on country, but I also like hip hop and R&B, and he's very like rock based. So, but I like to sing too, and I'm not saying it's good by any means, but I do make him do songs with me a lot. So.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's
about it. But he doesn't randomly just serenade me. Not really like
it, yeah, like right in your dreams,
like a fairy tale,
right? yeah
What you would imagine is like they randomly like
right, like you're sick of
it, guitar, and just
sing
like flower petals and shit. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like
that. Well, then I'm good with my boyfriend then. We'll keep him
You're good. You're
fine.
Hey, put your hat on, come say hi. You want Jace to join? Come here.
Sure.
We like to talk. Yes. Hold on.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
You just straight took my seat.
How are you? Hey there.
What's going on?
Parents' weekend?
Yeah, a little lover's getaway, you know.
Nice. When did you guys get out there?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, but they double booked our place that we rented. And so we were an hour outside of here. We had already driven like 4 hours or something.
Yeah.
Almost four. And then they were like, oh, no one called you to tell you? Yeah, you don't actually have a place to stay. We're like, what?
So for the last hour of the trip, I was on the phone scrambling to find us a place to stay. So.
Oh my goodness. Are you happy with what you found?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
We honestly, at that point, we were just like, we'll take anything. We don't even have anywhere to go.
So what are your plans to do out there this weekend? Anything fun?
We don't really have any.
No, we don't really know. We're actually just going to kind of get out and see what's around here. Neither one of us has ever really spent any time here, so we don't really know what there is to do here. We're going to figure it out today and tomorrow, I guess.
Just telling your gorgeous wife that I was looking into Gatlinburg when COVID first happened because me and my husband were trapped in New York City. So it just so happened it came up the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. So we were looking at all the beautiful scenery and hot tubs.
I know. It's pretty y'all. Yesterday, I've never seen anything like this. He hasn't either, actually. But we were driving to the store and there was a bear on the side of the road. Like just... I've never seen anything like that. And I was going, hey, baby, come here, baby. Like, you know.
Yeah, she stopped in the middle of the road, the window down. And
like, come here, darling. Not too close, but come.
Curvy mountain road. So I'm just waiting on somebody to come around the corner and take us out.
I had to see it. I was like, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's right? So cool. I was actually in New Hope over the weekend for our anniversary. And we were eating, and a squirrel came right up on the table. We were feeding it french fries. So it would come up, take the french fry, and just sit there and, like, eat it. Jumped right away and kept coming back. And I was like, not as cool as a bear. But it was just it's crazy when wild animals like come like close to you like that. And I actually used to have a pet deer like in my yard. She would come and eat out of my hands.
Oh my gosh, Charlotte.
Her name was Charlotte. So
Charlotte, what an angel. Yesterday when I saw the bear, I was kind of annoyed because, you know, we didn't have a place to stay.
Yeah.
And I saw the bear and I was like, I don't even care. This whole trip was just made because I just saw him or her, whatever.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's awesome.
It was really cool. So it's beautiful. Y'all should come sometime.
We'll have
more insight after this weekend. So
yeah, we'll let you know.
You let us know how it is.
But they were saying they love Nashville. Mm-hmm. A bunch.
Yeah, Nashville's cool. I mean, it's changed a lot. I moved there in 98. Mm-hmm. And from what it was then to what it is now is completely different. And it's, you know, it's a legit, you know, big city that kind of competes with, you know, Atlanta and some of these other bigger cities like that. You know, when I first moved there, it was like little souvenir shops where you could go get Dolly Parton, you know, t-shirts and things like that, you know. And now it's like, I mean, there's nice restaurants, nice hotels. I mean, it's legit now. So it's a cool place to go.
Yeah, we were there for the CMAs. Yeah, I brought her with me. And it's actually a funny story because I like do vlogging and like makeup tutorials and stuff like that online. And I just thought I was going to like be on the red carpet to just kind of like view and like vlog and everything. They throw me on to start interviewing like the celebrities walking down the red carpet. And without telling me, she wasn't able to come with me for that part. So I'm like thrown into the middle of this with like my little vlog camera. And I'm like, wait. So you guys like think I'm going to be interviewing like the country stars that are walking by? So I kind of just stood there. And like when people came by, I was like, oh, can we get a photo? And like, I was like sweating. I think I was calling her. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. So that was crazy. When was that? Like 2 years ago?
Oh, I think it was more than that.
Yeah. I mean, but it was an amazing experience. Yeah. It was cool to just like be in the area of everyone. But I was like, how are you going to throw me into like interview without telling me beforehand? You know what I mean? With like my $400 vlog camera, mic, no nothing.
Let me just tell you from experience. It's, when somebody tries to interview you and they don't know anything about you, it gets really awkward really quick. Oh, you know what I mean? So
imagine.
It's like, when's your new album coming out? I'm like, well, it's been out for 2 months, but you
know. Right. And then you just get annoyed and then it ruins the whole thing. Yeah. So I'll get my mouth shut.
Yeah. Photos. You can't go wrong with photos.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time of year again where I need to get back into a normal routine, but whether I'm feeling like having a relaxing or a totally active day, I like to include clean, delicious food in my routine. And that's why I always keep my freezer stocked with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. It takes just a few minutes to prepare, and I never have to question if the food I'm eating is good for me. My favorite Daily Harvest shake is, oh my gosh, there's so many that I love. I keep
these are all you talk about.
I seriously talk about these all the time. I order them on repeat, and I've been loving the ginger and green smoothie, and this week I started adding coconut water to it. So started to customize it a tiny bit, and it tastes divine. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% recyclable plant-based and renewable fiber packaging, which is really cool because I notice when I do put it in the blender, I could pour it right back into the container it came in, pop in the straw, and I'm like good to go for the rest of the day. It's so easy. Whether you're doing a home workout, going on a bike ride, or a hike, Daily Harvest is the easiest way to eat undeniably delicious, clean food. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code BIBLE to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code BYBEL for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Dailyharvest.com.
So Jersey, do you like playing in Jersey? Does it stand out as any of your good shows or?
What's the one?
New York. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've played the Garden a couple times, which is really, I mean, that's like one of those iconic places that's just cool to check off and say that you've played it. So I've gotten to do that a couple times. Jones Beach is typically a place the amphitheater there that we play a lot. But yeah, you know, I'll tell you one thing that was really surprising to me is when I got out, you know, in 2005 and started playing shows everywhere other than just in the Southeast where I'm from. I was shocked at how many country music fans were up in the Northeast, you know. I didn't know what to expect. And it was like, man, you know, I got up there and it's like, it's no different than playing, you know, in the South where I'm from. So it was really eye opening and cool to see that country music was just as big up there as it is anywhere else.
Yeah. I think it's getting bigger and bigger, like as years go on. Because when we were young, we loved country music, and all of our friends were like,
"I know." Everyone thought it was so weird. We're like, "Just listen." Like, I feel like if more people listen to country music, the world would be a happier place.
Well, there's definitely a stigma around, like, you know, wife leaving, dog dying, truck breaking, that type of thing. And it's even funny, like now when we do TV shows, you know, I'll go and do an appearance on a TV show or something, and it's like, you know, the set they'll have for us to play on has got like a wagon wheel and a hay bale and like that. And I'm like, man, you guys have no clue. Like, first of all, what I'm about and what country music is at all at this point. So I think there's still a stigma about it that it's this old school kind of stuff, you know, but it's not your mom and daddy's country music anymore for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's so funny. So we were talking about your kids and how they're literally delicious. Oh my God, they're adorable. So do you guys have any like funny stories of like things they've said out in public or anything that they've done that's a little crazy?
Well, Navy's thing right now is she keeps saying, "Oh shit."
No.
Clearly for one of us, we have like,
I was going to say, she learned it from someone.
Yeah.
She's the one with the mouth.
What? Please. it came from the house. Yes, absolutely. But that's kind of her thing right now.
What's funny at this age, you know, they every day they're saying and doing different stuff. And you know, Memphis will come up with say a word or something every day. And you're like, man, how do you even know what that means? Like, it's so weird how much they, you know, you don't realize how much they're absorbing every day with things people say and watching TV or doing whatever they're doing. And then they start using these words and sentences that make sense. And it's like, all right, man, that's really cool and weird at the same time.
It's weird when you can have a conversation with this little being that you created and all of a sudden this
like a personality. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause you're like, I created that. We created that. I say that all the time.
Yeah. I helped.
Yeah. 50-50. So can you see like major distinct differences in their personalities? Are there a lot of similarities? Like, do you see
majorly different?
Yeah.
It's crazy how much actually. So Memphis is very sensitive, whiny, precious, but very sensitive. Like, his feelings get hurt. Or if your feelings are hurt, if you pretend like you know, he said something mean or something.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's okay. You're going to be okay, mom. You know, and he's very, Navy's like, she might punch you in the face.
She's a little bit of a, care. she's like the sweetest kid in the world.
She is, but
very loving. And,
where did you get that from?
but she is like, I don't know.
Independent.
Man. Yeah, she's a wild card for sure.
Which I love. I think it's going to be great for her in life. I think she's
for sure. For sure. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of how I was. I was like a little sassy.
Like little my way or the highway.
Who's older?
I'm older.
Oh, I was going to say, let's do this. Everyone always thinks that I'm older.
I would say, like, looking at you guys, I would assume Carly's older, but with the personality traits, I always feel like the second one is just so different and a little bit more.
It's like, you know, I feel like when you're the smallest and youngest, it's almost like you have to take up for yourself, or right. You know what I mean? So I feel like they kind of end up being a little bit more tough, I guess.
Is tough, the word. Yeah.
You definitely are the tougher one. Although growing up, I would say I would definitely
You punched a girl in the face for me once.
I punched a girl.
Girl wanted to fight me, and I called my sister up, and she punched in her face. So
that's the sweetest thing ever.
My dad drove her, nonetheless.
My dad drove me to go get
your dad and I would get along really well.
He's the best. Yeah.
That was the advice I gave my now 17-year-old, but when she started high school, there was, you know, a girl that was in her class that was not really being cool to her and just giving her a hard time at school. And I'm like, man, go punch her right in the face. And you will end the problems you're having. She will not mess with you anymore. But she's such a sweetheart. She would never go and do that. But I was really trying to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Aw, that's great. Yeah, I've never been in a fight personally. I never say never, right?
Yet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I feel like that's good. If you can go through life and never be in a fight, I feel like that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's
Carly is the mediator.
Yeah, I try to keep things
de-escalate situations.
I'm a Libra, so you know the scales. They say harmonize things.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. So, you guys have siblings?
Yeah. A younger sister, and then I'm middle child. Okay. Older sister, younger brother, but we're all Geminis, so my poor
Wow.
Two-headed monster.
No, it's not a monster.
It depends.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
We're just very passionate.
And people. I'm Pisces, so I'm like super laid back.
Yeah, you're chill, Pisces. Yeah. I know all about Pisces.
That's March, right?
Yeah, March. Yeah.
February. Yeah. End of February.
I would say end of February, March. Right. Yeah. That's cool.
February what?
28th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm like the epitome of an Aquarius, though. Like, just totally like.
Airhead. No, that wasn't nice. I meant head in the clouds. Head in the clouds. I'm sorry.
Okay. You can say it. She's your sister.
We don't want to take up too much of your time.
Thank you for having us. And we did want to say, you know, Jace isn't aware, but their father just passed away, and so I wanted to say that I'm so sorry, and I hope you guys are doing okay, as good as you can.
Thank you so much.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. A journey, but we're hanging in.
We've got each other, and we're all thinking about you guys. So
thank you so much, and thanks for joining us. And we hope you have the best weekend. Definitely let us know how it is.
Yes,
because I think we're overdue for a little trip to Tennessee.
Yes, Nashville. Let us know when you come to Nashville. We're right there.
Yeah, and if you're ever up in New York, or probably not Jersey, but if you're ever in New York, I mean. I guess now with COVID, no one's really going
to New York.
Anywhere.
2021 is hopefully going to be a great, year. So.
It's only got one way to go. Well, you know what I mean?
I know.
Damn, it can't get any worse.
Is that a cat? Is that one of your cats?
Yeah. Cindy Crawford.
Whose shoe wall is in the back?
Chunky Chunk. That's
why I have just a few pairs.
I was gonna say she's probably like that was probably the first thing she noticed when she got over.
I know. I saw your shoe wall as well.
Yeah, we were looking at your closet. I know.
How impressed are you that I know about the shoe wall?
Yeah, and he knows so much about makeup and fashion, everything.
Way more than I ever wanted to know. I know now.
What's your favorite makeup product? Then you have to ask.
I just know about it because she uses it so much. She'll send me into like a Sephora or somewhere like that. She's like, I need a beauty blender. I need Mac whoops something.
You would be proud.
I'm like, so I go in there and knock it out.
Well, I get 40% off Mac if you ever need anything.
I'm
sure you can get stuff sent to you for free anyway. But, you know, if you ever want to just go shopping, let me know.
No, I actually spend a lot of money on makeup.
Yeah. Oh, I'll send you a lot of money. Okay. Well, I'll send you a picture of my garage, and I'll just send you anything that you want because I'm trying to go through things now. It's like ridiculous. Perfect.
All the excess, you just send right to my house.
Yeah, I got you. And sorry in advance.
Right. No, he'll be thankful. He doesn't have to buy anything.
I know.
No, it's funny. Every time I come home from Carly's, I bring home goodie bags. Yes. My husband's like, I'm to Carly's again.
Everyone. That's what everyone does. Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's the best, though.
That is awesome. Well, thank you all for having us. Y'all are awesome.
Thanks so much. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Let us know when you're in Nashville and good talking.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye. See you guys.
See ya.
Holy crap. Can you believe that shit?
That was so cool.
Surreal, I think is the word.
That was awesome. God. We had no idea that Jason would be hopping on. So that was a really nice surprise. But Brittany was such
a sweetie pie.
Yeah, so that was honestly amazing.
Oh my God, so amazing. Wait, the best part is like he's a typical guy.
Yeah.
I could totally picture like us doing this like on vacation and either Brett or Anthony like
just
making
kind of sitting
in the background making noises
like on purpose. Yeah, I know. That was awesome.
That was awesome. That was so much fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We should have asked him to sing something. We screwed up, guys. We screwed up.
We were trying to play it cool.
I mean, we really did not expect that at all. We were just so excited to have Brittany on. So the fact that he popped on, that was freaking awesome. So I hope you guys got to listen along and smile along with us because if you look at the vlog, you'll see Amanda's face the whole time cheesing.
I was kind of just shocked.
Yeah, it felt so like just such a normal conversation.
It was normal.
And for them to come on like during their vacation that was really
so
nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to just go live on cloud nine for a little bit, but we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Why don't we end it with a quote?
Let's end it
with
a quote.
Maybe we should do like a lyric from one of Jason's songs. My favorite song from him is You Make It Easy. So let's see if we can find a nice...
Yeah, but he has so many songs.
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. I want to sing it.
Sing it.
No. You're my sunshine in the darkest days, my better half, my saving grace. It's that one.
You make me who I want to be.
You make it easy. Never know about you. All right, guys. Sorry for that, but we love you. We will see you next week.
Tune in.
Yay.